Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be offering a little bit of individual advice to the people who responded to my video the other week, which was on creating a plan and a goal plan for your voice this year. So I said that anyone who commented under the video, I was going to respond to and maybe offer some advice individually. And this video is going to be the video where I do that. We've got a lot to get through. So if you're someone who left a comment, thank you very much. I'm gonna like introduce you and then say a little bit about it, because there's a lot of comments and there's a lot of people, and you don't want this video to go on too long. So I'll be brief, and a lot of it might actually come up, like the same answers might come up more than once. So, and in true style of, you know, me being able to promote my own channel, because it's about the voice, if there's anything, any questions that I'm going to answer that can be useful because of another video, I'll probably leave links in the description box below. But anyway, let's get through them. Let's have a look. So the first comment I got was from English with Farham, and English with Farham has said, "I want to improve my voice quality." But that's a huge, like, an area. What part of your voice quality? What is it about your voice? So I said that I'd put your answer in the video, and what quality do you want? To which they replied, "My voice pitch is low, does not sound good. My voice pitch is low." Okay, so English with Farham, you need to evaluate what you mean by that and be a bit more specific, I think, because if you're creating a plan and a goal and you want to achieve something, you need to know what you want to achieve and what you want to change. If your voice is low but doesn't sound good, what is it about that doesn't sound good? Is it because of a certain, like, nasal quality? Is it because you sound false? Is it because you just want to have a higher voice? Like, what is it about that? I mean, you need to go into a bit more detail, I feel, before I can really answer that question properly. Especially as I'm not listening to your voice. You're just saying, "I want to improve my voice quality." Great, go through all the videos on my channel. I'm sure there's something that's going to help you with that. But if it's something that you feel about yourself, you feel down about it, or you're insecure about the sound of your voice, it could be that the issue isn't physical, it could be that it's psychological. And if you've got a low voice, is it because you just have a wide throat and a big chest and it's just really boomy and you're self-conscious about the sound and the volume that create? I'd like to know more. So leave me a comment and tell me a little bit more detail so I can answer that in a bit more detail for you, okay? So next comes from Dorothy Pollard, and she has said, "I want a voice that people will listen to instead of talk over." I want a voice that people will listen to instead of talk over. Okay, so this could be something to do with how interesting you are, but it also could be something to do with not only in how engaging you are, but also the volume at which you speak. I'm not sure if you work in a busy environment, or you live in a busy area, or you have a large family and might have to be battling against volume in order to be heard. In which case, you know, having a voice that is either, you know, pierces through or cuts under or somehow hits harder or is at more volume may or may not work. But actually this is often something to do with, it could be a, you know, insecurity, but it also could be that you have a tiny vocal instrument or you're not able to open it up clearly. What's more important, I feel, here about being heard is a lot to do with resonance. And you don't necessarily have to talk louder than people, but if your voice is resonant, no matter what pitch it is or what size it is, it's certainly clearer. And that something happens physiologically and psychologically with a relaxed body when it becomes more resonant is that, you know, the idea of, you know, you can vibe with people, you know, there's good vibrations, or you resonate with someone. Quite often resonance happens on two levels. It's not only the ideas that you engage with others, but also the physical attributes you feel about yourself. So if you have insecurities and you have any tensions or stresses around that, it's very difficult for you to break through that block and connect with other people. And so I'd suggest maybe finding relaxation in your body, going through some of the daily warm-up exercises like you'll find on this channel and and seeing if any of that work and the breath work helps you to find a bit more ease and comfortability in your skin and like how you feel about yourself. And maybe that might sort of start opening up doors, not only connecting with other people, but also possibly how you feel about yourself. And therefore, you might even find that there's a feedback loop where you might have been just assuming that others weren't listening to you, and therefore kind of battling against that, and then they listen less, and then you notice that. And so what you want to do is start reversing that and changing the loop pattern. So you believe in yourself a bit more because you look after your body a bit more, because you're more relaxed and you do some voice work, and it's all improving yourself. And then you can find effortless ways of speaking which can connect with people better. And if it's down to engagement and not physical reasons, it could be that maybe you're speaking too fast, or maybe you're speaking too slow, or maybe you're not connecting with your words. And again, if you do some physical things, it's going to help with the emotional and psychological. But you could perhaps, because I don't know the full situation, again, it's quite open-ended, you could maybe practice listening a bit more to what the people around you are saying. And actually, if they're not engaging with what you say, maybe it's because you're not on the same level, because you're not actually paying more attention to what they're saying or what they're talking about. So when you do cut in or do have a chance to speak, your words do connect more with the situation of the conversation. But again, it's very hard to say that. Hopefully there might be something in there that helps you, and it's not too open-ended of an answer. But, you know, physical will help the emotional become freer, and so you'll psychologically feel better, and the whole three things work together in harmony, and you might just be connecting with people and being heard a bit more. Next comment is from James Woods, and it says, Happy New Year. Thank you, James. Here are some areas I struggle with: diction and enunciation, definitely with the letter S. Okay, so is it like you have a lisp? Is that what you mean when you have trouble diction and enunciation, especially definitely with the letter S? Is it a lisp? Because I have a couple of videos on lisps and ways you can work the articulators and the muscles to maybe reduce some of that. But there are different types of lisps, of course. And it could be that you have a sharp S. I actually, when I call my voice, I have quite a sharp S. It's quite tinny. And so I have to sort of dull that down by moving the position of my tongue from to like that when I'm recording. You see what I mean? So is that what the issue is? Again, let's go into more detail and leave a comment below so we can pinpoint that a bit more. With diction and enunciation, you know, articulation, I think practice makes perfect. So if you work on your articulation, your articulators, you know, the tongue, soft palate, do some yawning exercises, you know, warm up your tongue and your lips, you might find that words, after, if you do like a little daily consistent warm up and workout, and even dexterity exercises like tongue twisters, then you may have opportunity to notice a clearer speech. And so try that out. Try a couple of videos. There's some links for that in the description box below, or just go through my playlists and you can find something that's going to help you with that. All right. Joseph Rakanabolo has said to me, I'm not confident how I pronounce a word because of my voice, especially speaking in English. Please, someone can help me here. Okay, so clearly English isn't your native language and you would like to pronounce words better. So similarly to before, I guess if you immerse yourself a little bit more in the language and watch more TV, listen to more, you know, podcasts, just practice speaking, even if it's just reading aloud, this is all going to help you with your pronunciation, because you'll be more immersed in it, you'll be more surrounded by it. And something happens, you know, there's something called parrot fashion, where you can learn to say things because you've heard it so much. You don't even have to actually physically make yourself do it, but being surrounded by it will help. And so you can practice speaking more English more often and practice listening to more English more often, and that more often than not will help you grow and become a better speaker. I hope that's a good starting point for you to take away there. Okay. Tanu Sharma has said they would like to speak as amazing as Obama and Oprah. They are great speakers, absolutely. Brilliant. Why don't you, if you want to speak as great as them, you know, do more speaking and practice working on your voice, because actually both of them have trained their voice, and you can hear it in the quality and tone and timbre and clarity of the way they speak. So look at exercises that are going to help you relax and stay resonant and calm and focused, but also the clarity of diction and pace. So breath work, relaxation work, and articulation work are going to be three great things that will help you get on the same road as Obama and Oprah. Then practice, 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 okay? Next up is Ace Snipe. And Ace said, thank you, mate. Thank you for the constant guidance and inspiration, love and respect. That's very kind of you. I'm working towards getting my voice to be more relaxed, grounded, and deeper. Also to be more resonant. I mean, that's perfect. Lovely. Exactly. I just go through my 20-minute daily warm-up video, and that's really going to help you. Stay consistent with it. Do it for, a period of time. But actually, these things are, I try not to be too salesy as much as possible, but I do sell online courses. And the one that helps the most with resonance and improving that richness and those qualities you're looking for here, my 8-week course, actually. But there's lots on this channel that can help you with that. But resonance is, and having a voice that's effortless to use, and an instrument that works for you when you decide to perform with it, I think... Yeah, looking at relaxation techniques again and strengthening up the core muscles to keep your posture in alignment, so then, everything can function correctly. That's something to look at. Okay, the next question is from someone whose name I cannot pronounce. It's written in, I'm not sure what it looks like, Russian letters, and I don't know how to pronounce them because I never really learned to. I could be wrong, it could be somewhere else, but I can't actually... But you're next in the line. You're above a snipe. So if you look in the comments and you remember who you commented, you know who you are. Anyway, here's what they said. I have been straining my vocal folds and I still am. So I get a sour throat every time I sing. I want to overcome this issue. Also, I still couldn't figure out how to use my diaphragm correctly. Recently, I got vibrato, but I can't control it. So I want to learn how to do that. And my fourth and last goal is to sing on a stage. Maybe once or twice this year. I want people to hear me and I want to make them happy. Oh, that's great. It's really nice that you've got like an aim that's, outward of yourself and that you want to make others happy through singing. You're a bit worried about your English, but don't worry about that. Okay, so, and I noticed they first said vocal cords and I said, let's call them folds, and they edited it back to vocal folds, well done. It's just because they are kind of like folds. They're more like pieces of muscle. Right, when it comes to singing, I'm not a singing instructor. I'm someone generally what my main job is to help people better their instrument. So me as a voice coach is to get people's body in alignment and relaxation so it can work effortlessly. As far as the performance is concerned, I do help people, one-to-one. But and I'm planning on doing more performance coaching here as well on the channel. But... when it comes to singing and using your diaphragm, it's quite specific. And you really, if you want to do that, I'd say go and get one or two lessons with a singing coach. Because it's the technique, you see, of singing is very different. If you want to be able to control it for vibrato, there's people who are better able to explain and to understand and work with you on that than me. I can give you the body that's going to be set up for using your voice the best, but not necessarily the techniques on how to kind of control it when you're performing the best. There's other people who are much more gifted at that kind of education. And so I'd really say see someone one-to-one, because they're going to look at, you're going to be in the same room as you, and they're going to help spot where you're going wrong or where you're holding tensions. I can't really do that just from text. But if where you say your voice is getting sour or sore, I believe you mean, and you want to overcome soreness in your throat around here, it's quite often caused by, it could be that you're overdoing it, and it could be that you're tense or cold. So always before you sing, do a warm-up. Make sure you do a warm-up. I've got plenty on this channel. You can find a link in the description box below. So you want to do a warm-up, and you want to make sure that you're not straining. And using a diaphragm is usually often about less to do with consciously controlling it, and more to do with relaxing your belly to allow the breath to drop down. And don't forget that your diaphragm isn't everything. You don't want to push your belly out. Think more of breathing into your back to open up the intercostal muscles, which are the ribs, because when they can move, then the diaphragm will move a lot freer. There'll be more relaxation in your body, keeping your shoulders relaxed. That way there's less tension in your neck. And if there's less tension in your neck and jaw, then there's likely to be less tension in the areas that are producing sound to flow through. It's about keeping things relaxed and concentrating on the song and the words and the intentions, as opposed to the technical side itself. Because sometimes if you do that, you start tightening things up. But again, I'd say work with a singing coach on that, because it's gonna be really helpful. I know it can be expensive, but just one or two sessions could set you up for a long time and give you something, or pinpoint the areas where you may be kind of going wrong, especially when it comes to the vibrato. That's quite a specific thing, and that comes with a relaxation. It's something that you shouldn't really add in. It's something that just happens naturally when your body is set up to be the way it should be. All right, hopefully that's helpful. Okay, next is oyema, and this one we've kind of covered already. I want to improve the quality of my voice and articulate better. Right, well, just go through this channel and be consistent with it. If you do daily exercises on your body consistently, it will get better and you'll become more articulate. Simple as that. I've kind of covered that already with other people, but that's what you need to do. Be consistent. Just even if it's 10, 20 minutes a day of articulation work and body warm-up breathing work, it's going to help. Okay, so Andrew Murick said, thanks for posting this. My goal for the year is to speak less from my throat, softer, and more from my diaphragm, confident. I don't know where you get softer and confident from, because it doesn't really work like that, does it? I mean, like, that's soft is, it could be softer, it could be weaker, I'm not sure. And diaphragm, confident. I mean, look, here's the thing about the diaphragm. You're using it all the time. It's an unconscious action. You don't really feel it moving, but essentially what it is, it's a muscle that's connected all the way around your ribs, and it moves your organs out of the way. Like your liver and your kidneys and your intestines and your stomach. It moves all that out of the way in order for the lungs to sort of take in air. That's what the diaphragm is. The diaphragm isn't doing the breathing. It's just a muscle that aids and offers space for the lungs to fill up. So do the intercostal muscles, you know, the rib muscles. And so don't think about that. Don't think about, it's good that you don't want to use your throat. That is very good. But if you were constantly thinking about your diaphragm, you'd be speaking like that. And it'd be just, you know, you'd be pulling it in, and it's a bit weird. So maybe think more about your instrument, your body as a whole, and finding relaxation and finding good posture and working on areas of tension and finding ways to relax that, lengthening the front of your body and, you know, and strengthening the back of your body to hold your, so your body, your instrument is held itself and you're not holding any tension. It's the key thing, and I've said it obviously many times already, and I'll probably say it many times more, but relaxation is key to allowing an effortless and natural freedom and flow of air to produce the voice. And so if you want to speak more confidently with more authority, you want to look at getting resonance, and that is really through finding better posture and more relaxation. Okay, and obviously that in turn will stop you from using your throat so much. You could do some yawning techniques and help make that, you know, soft palate and those areas in here a little bit more flexible, so then when you do use it, it's more available for you. Right, I'm not sure how to say this name, but Athila Kairuddin. Athila Kairuddin. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. I'm just reading it off the page. I would like to speak clearly, no mumbling, and have a clear voice, and hopefully I could sing better. Well, actually, yeah, because if your diction and your clarity of speech really does actually help pronounce words better as you're speaking, you know, it's kind of sometimes underrated with singers. But yeah, I mean, mumbling, I used to be a mumbler. It's something that I sort of had a tendency to go back to. I speak quite fast, you know, quite quickly, and I tend to speak my thoughts as I'm still thinking them, so I can tend to mumble like that. But I've made myself a bit more outward. So think about your intention if you want to get rid of mumbling. The intentions, what's the message behind the story you're trying to tell when you're talking to people? As opposed to thinking about what you're doing, think about how you're affecting the people you're speaking to. And somehow, if you were to make your conversation with others about clarity and about them so they could hear it, you might naturally, without thinking about it, slow down and speak more clearly. But then articulation exercises to help that clarity, relaxing muscles in the jaw around the head, neck and shoulders is also going to loosen up this area so your jaw is not too tight and you can articulate it so the words do flow and come out less mumbled. All right, hopefully that's helpful. Cheryl's journey is next, and she said, "Hi, Happy New Year." Happy New Year, Cheryl. I enjoyed your video, and my goal is to speak clearly with intellectual and confidence and to project more of myself to inspire, motivate, and encourage others. Again, it's lovely to hear that people's reason behind improving their voice is to help others and to inspire others. So that's lovely to hear. It's really great, Cheryl. What I think you've said is speak clearly. We've kind of gone over that with other people about articulation and doing daily consistent exercise. On dynamics and maybe practicing tongue twisters and yawning and stretching your tongue and moving your lips. As far as intellectual is concerned, read more, learn more, you'll become more intellectual, and so you'll have more words in your vocabulary to be able to use. And with confidence, again, with practice will come confidence, because once you work on yourself and practice using it, the confidence to do it grows, and then you become more able to do that, and then that will give you more confidence and you'll grow from there. So hopefully that'll give you a little bit of direction to get started with. So next is Joe Sullivan. Hi, Joe. Welcome back, they said. My goal is vocal endurance, reading aloud for longer and holding a note for longer. All right, good. Practice doing that then. I was practicing something the other day. It's an exercise. You can all do that with me now if you want. If you wanted to have longer phrasing, we'll call it. And what was it? I was humming a tune. I was humming the tune of Amazing Grace, because I know that I've heard people who can sing the whole the whole song all the way through on like one or two breaths. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. And I thought, actually, it's not too hard to do. Only it's about technique, so maybe learning how to control the air flow as you're doing it is going to help with that. And what I was working on when I was driving in the car the other day was, you can misdirect yourself to be able to do it and hold longer phrases by learning how to control the air flow as it comes out. I find singing softly uses a lot more air than singing at volume, which is weird, right? It seems to be the other way around. But try this with now. Do a lip trill, and I'm going to do Amazing Grace, and see how many breaths it takes me to get through the whole thing. So, so terrible. It wasn't a brilliant rendition. It wasn't even in key, but you get the idea. And it was two breaths and I got through the whole lot. So and somehow it was much easier to do it like that, because I was concentrating on something else and I wasn't thinking about singing it, but I was using my voice all the way through that, if you noticed. I get it. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm not claiming to be doing that very well, but what I'm saying is if it's about phrasing, you can practice doing it as a lip trill and practice humming it before you sing it, and somehow you'll figure out that, ah, if I use less energy and less force, less it... It doesn't necessarily become easier, but you need to practice with these things and you need to try them out in order to find out what's working, what's not, and why it's not working. But it's also a good way of warming up your articulation. So maybe that's useful, maybe it's not, but that will help you. Maybe it helped me a little bit understand a bit more about how to keep hold a phrase for longer. Okay, this one is from Anacoxis. Anacoxis, hi. I want to get rid of my accent when speaking English. Okay, where are you from? What is your accent currently? That's also something you should be a bit more specific about, I believe. If you want to get rid of your accent, what accent is it? And what accent do you want when you're speaking English? Do you want to sound English? I mean, and if so, why? If you're not from England, that is. Or if you just want to reduce your accent, that's different. But maybe be more specific about that. Can you kind of hit me up in the comments below and just like let me know what is you want and be a bit more clear about that. And that video that I took these from was about creating goals and a plan. And if you're not specific about that goal, that plan, it's harder to hit it. So be very clear about what you want, very clear. And in detail as much as possible. And then I can, you know, answer these questions for you a bit better. Aquib Huda, next. I want to fill the air gaps between the two words, like if I want to say, hi, how are you, how it goes like, how, pause, air gap, are you? So it sounds like I'm separating what should be separated, shouldn't be separated. I hope most of you're getting my point. Secondly, I mumble sometimes or even get stuck because of my fast rate of speech. Fail every time I practice slowing down, it tends to be more stuttering or blocks that shouldn't be. Ah, that's interesting. We kind of talked about mumbling with someone else already, and those gaps in between the air, it's interesting. When you slow down, you're having trouble. Yeah, I feel like I understand that, and I used to do that myself. Maybe it's not a bad idea to think about your physicality and how that might be having an impact on your, you know, your speech. Because if you really kind of physically are stopping and can't hold, you know, a sentence for more than a couple of words, it sounds like there could be something blocking you, whether it's emotionally or actually physically. So I'm curious to know whether there is something in the way. And I think you said you're also sounding a bit robotic and, you know, it's a bit stoppy and starty. I wonder if, was it always like that? Or did something happen? Or did it kind of progress? Or did it get worse? Did it grow? I also wonder, you know, what you're doing with yourself physically. Are you someone that goes to the gym? Are you somebody who works out a lot? Are you somebody who has had an accident or trauma in the past? Maybe not only physically, maybe emotionally. And has anything triggered, you know, this speaking pattern off that you're having? As far as the mumbling is concerned, slowing down, working on your breath is really going to help. It's going to help you with anxiety and slowing down and feeling more confident about yourself. And it's going to be easier to find breath work possible if you also have a relaxed body again and your posture is in good alignment. So maybe look at doing something that helps with that, like meditation or breathing exercises or yoga, Pilates, something that is physical and that can actually help reduce anxiety, because that might also help anxiety around speaking, and that might have an emotional effect on the way you produce sound when you are speaking. Okay, hopefully there's something in there for you. But you know, let's keep the dialogue open in the comments below, and maybe we can see if you've got any answers to those questions I've just posed to you. So next is Jenny with a Y. Best exercise I did this year was take a video of myself talking and then play it back. I learned there are some things I want to correct, such as mumbling and blurring the words in a sentence together due to a speedy speech cadence. These are things I wish to address. Happy 2021. We've kind of gone through mumbling and a few times now. So just to reiterate, slowing down is easier if you can control the breath. If you think about the breath and take your time to focus in on relaxing, letting go of your belly, relaxing your shoulders, and working on exercises that might support relaxation in your body, so then your breath can slow down. You'll find that your mind and your speech will start to slow down also. Okay, hopefully that's a good start for you. Okay, ultimate game reviewer, you're next. You have said, I want to speak more clearly, naturally, breathe, speak from my diaphragm, and speak more authoritatively. Right, okay, I want to really put this idea out there. Stop thinking about your diaphragm. It's good to know that it's in your body, but this, I don't know, it's singing instructors and that really need to, you know, singers really need to understand a bit more about the diaphragm, but even then, not necessarily. You don't need to know about your diaphragm, especially as a speaker, if you're speaking. I mean, it's opera singers, they really have to control their diaphragm, and people like actors on the stage who really have to create lots of sound, they have to manage their diaphragm. But again, once they've learned how to use it, they stop thinking about it. Knowing about your diaphragm is not, and understanding it is not going to help you have a better voice. Specifically, you want to work on your posture and your relaxation. And then once your posture's correct and your body's relaxed and you've limbered up and found space and created length in your body, the diaphragm will work for you. It already is working for you. It breathes for you all the time. You don't need to know about it. And it's not going to give you authority, because you could always, if you're thinking consciously about using your diaphragm, you're not consciously thinking about speaking. So you don't want to be focused on the inner workings of your body. You want to be focused on the intention behind your words. That's much more important. You want to make sure your body is in the correct alignment and ready to speak for you. But then when you speak, it's all about what you're saying, not how you're saying it, okay? And for resonance, again, it's down to posture and relaxation. Okay, next. Next is Colonel Angarwal, hopefully I've said that correctly. I want to speak in a way which makes people want to listen endlessly and don't want to stop, as if I'm giving the word of the god. Like how DiCaprio speaks in The Great Gatsby. I think this involves speaking clearly, loudly from the diaphragm and connecting to the other person, but how do I do these things? Okay, again, like, there's a lot of misinformation about speaking from the diaphragm. Yes, you speak using your diaphragm, you don't speak from the diaphragm. You know, air is controlled with the diaphragm, but we don't think about that. Just make sure that your ribs are, you know, there's no tightness in your ribs and in your back and in your legs and in your bum and in your neck and shoulders. That's going to help you relax more, so you can breathe and relax your belly, especially guys. You want to look like they've got six pack when they haven't, and holding it in, that's also very bad for your spine. So just stay relaxed and learn how to create space by yawning and making more, creating flexibility, length and space in your body. And that will give you authority with whatever accent you have, however, you know, you speak, whatever language you use, you'll have more authority by finding the depth which comes with resonance, which comes from relaxation and posture exercises. All right. Next is Aria M, and they have said, hello, I want to improve my voice to make it sound deeper. Everyone tells me I have a childlike voice. It's frustrating, and I want to work on this aspect and improve myself. Thank you for helping us out. I kind of see what I just said to many of the others about relaxation and finding resonance. That childlike voice could be due to restriction, but it also could be that you've got an instrument that's built, you know, in a way that the tubes are smaller and so there's less resonance, or it's thinner. I'm not sure, but finding relaxation is going to really help you find a sort of more depth and richness to your voice. So do what I've said to other people, then, you know, work on yourself daily and consistently. Goji Berry has said, I want a honey smooth voice like Darren. Oh, thank you. Resonant, clear, pleasant timbre, a voice that is soft but rings. Well, look, here's the thing. I trained as an actor. I've also had singing training. And so I work on myself, right? I probably don't do it as much as I should, but when I've got a job coming up or if I've got a performance coming up, at the moment I'm training with a band to front a kind of punk rock band, and so that some of the vocals are quite heavy, and I need to really be in on form for that. So currently going through my own little training regime, and I need to be relaxed for that, and I really need to find ways of allowing these harsh sounds to come out that doesn't disrupt or kind of damage anything. And so practice. If you want a voice like mine, you just got to put the effort in. Daily practice, doing stretching, relaxation work, spine rolls. You know, again, the best thing I can imagine, like I can tell you to do to improve your instrument and the possibilities of dynamics and the variety of what you can do is to take my 8-week course. That's why I put it together, and that's what it still works for. Who's next? Nautius Maximus. I want to speak brighter and clearer. I also struggle in translating my thoughts to speech. My mind is always racing with multiple thoughts and it affects my flow. Hence, I'm terrible at storytelling, explaining complex concepts and even reading things out loud. Yeah, that mind racing thing, that can really get in the way of, if you've got something you really want to share and you kind of blah, 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 it comes out really quickly. Again, that's something that I've done in the past and I continue to have to monitor myself for. Again, I think it kind of comes down to your anxiety levels and your stress. And do you drink a lot of coffee? Do you get enough sleep? Are you hydrated enough? Do you breathe? Do you relax your belly? Do you practice calming yourself down? These things are all going to help with slowing down the rate in which you breathe, speak, think, control the way you sound. And anything that helps kind of, you know, calm the mind is going to help calm the body. And so maybe this is something you could look at, a bit of meditation, some breathing exercises, focusing on that and see what that does for you as you're going through the year. And if it works, then maybe go a bit further with it, but stay consistent and give it a while before you see any results, okay? I've gone through most of these, and this is already quite a long video. I'm sorry for those that I haven't responded to, but you're the end of the list. I might actually just add on, but hopefully I've noticed that most of these are kind of already been talked about already. So if I haven't mentioned a name and I haven't gone over ways in which you can help yourself specifically, I'm really sorry, but I'll maybe try and get to it in another video. But you know, I'm sure there's something in this video that's going to be useful to you as well. There's more people talking about mumbling, there's more people talking about having emotionless voices, but I think when it comes to authority and resonance and slowing down and clarity of speech, all of these things can be worked on physically to help you emotionally to be free psychologically to use your voice. But again, the voice is the instrument itself, it's the body. So working on that is gonna help everything else work when it comes time to use your intentions and to perform. And that's where the performance comes in. Okay, so hopefully all these ideas and towards your plans have been useful. And thank you so much for watching. Hopefully this is not too long a video. I will see you at some point next week and I'll try and bring a couple of videos for you. Good luck with your plans and your goal setting and becoming clearer about what you want and setting that path forward. Take what you can from this channel. If you haven't signed up to my newsletter, you can do that at vocabilities.com. Thank you for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.